Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. In this story, there was a young boy. He was actually almost bar mitzvah, so he was 12 and a half or 12 and three quarters or so. And he lived in Brooklyn, but his father spent a lot of time in Europe as a shliach, as emissary representative of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak. His name was Sholem Ber Gorodetzky. Unfortunately, he passed away only a few days ago. And so this story was from many, many years ago, probably about 60 or 70 years ago, more than 70 years ago. And his father, whose name was Binyamin, used to have to travel back and forth quite often to Europe on missions that the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak would give him, different things that he was supposed to do. Very, very important work. And so as the bar mitzvah time approached for Sholem Ber, it became clear that his father was not going to be there. And so just before the bar mitzvah, it was time for the traditional meeting with the Lubavitcher Rebbe in anticipation of the bar mitzvah. And so Sholem Ber met with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he was very disturbed because his father was not going to be at the bar mitzvah. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him, "I myself will come to the bar mitzvah in 770 in the Chabad headquarters." And that, of course, made the boy a little bit more happy. And sure enough, Lubavitcher Rebbe did come to the bar mitzvah in 770, and when he was there, he told a story about the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Sholem Dovber, who had to stand up against the very, very mean government of the Tsar in Russia. The government of the Tsar in Russia in the late 1800s or early 1900s was trying to force the Jewish people to abandon their religion, or at least to water it down, to make it weaker. And therefore, they made a rule that all rabbis had to first go to college before they could become rabbis and learn secular knowledge. And this was considered a very, very big danger to Judaism in Russia, because going to college would influence them to be less religious and compromise on Torah and mitzvahs. And if they, the rabbis, would start to compromise on Torah and mitzvahs, then of course the Jewish people will also start to. And so the Rebbe Rashab stood up fiercely in opposition against this rule until he actually fainted in his efforts, standing up and delivering speeches against it to the government and so forth, which was very dangerous, but he was absolutely fearless, and he absolutely would not budge one inch not to accept the government rule. And so the story teaches us that when we become bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, we have to be ready to stand up for Torah mitzvahs, even if there's a danger. And hopefully that will never really come about. But we have to be willing to do anything for Torah mitzvahs. That's really part of the bar mitzvah, to know that we are ready to stand up and have mesiras nefesh, even to give our life if necessary for Hashem. May Mashiach come immediately, and we should have only good news. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.